Good morning. RPN listeners. Adya Shamsuddin, I want to wish everyone a good morning and a good new week. How was your weekend? I'm glad to be back here with you. And today I want to talk about a few news items, and of course I'll be taking your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I have tried to get some more thorough information about that satellite that they're saying is orbiting the Earth and could crash, and they don't know where. But there's just simply not much out there. The only thing on the wire this morning is U.S. intelligence satellite has lost power and could fall to Earth sometime in February or March, a government official said on Saturday. The official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the spy satellite can no longer be controlled, and it was not known where on the planet it might come down. That's comforting, isn't it? He said appropriate government agencies are monitoring the situation. The National Security Council spokesman Gordon John Drew, he said, quote, numerous satellites over the years have come out of orbit and fallen harmlessly. We are looking at potential options to mitigate any possible damage this satellite may cause. He went on to say that in recent years, NASA has safely brought defunct satellites back to Earth. Well, I'll be watching that, and as I'm sure you will be. It'll be interesting to see where it lands or crashes or what happens in that. There's another interesting piece about Countrywide Financial. The CEO, Angelo Mozilla, said on Monday that he would give up $37.5 million in severance pays and other fees he could stand to gain from the merger or the takeover of Bank of America. How generous of him. You know, there's been a lot of criticism about his role in the U.S. mortgage meltdown, but there's also been a lot of talk lately about these excessive and exorbitant salaries and fees and bonuses that these CEOs are taking while other people are hurting. Countrywide has been convulsed by mounting losses and defaults. That's an understatement. A loss of access to credit markets and a slew of lawsuits. So this executive, though, ranks as one of the top paid U.S. executives, getting about $387 million from pay and stock option gains between the years of 2002 and 2006. And that information is according to U.S. regulatory filings. Countrywide said Mozilla remains a substantial stockholder and an employee, and that his shares and equity awards will still be treated in the merger in the same manner as those of all other shareholders and employees. I got to tell you, this is something that's been going on in the United States now for a long time. Companies that the little guy is making work and the top guy taking these exorbitant. I mean, who needs $37 million? You don't. How many houses can somebody live in at one time? How many cars can one person drive at one time? And this is what's wrong, is the greed, the corporate greed. It's excessive, and unfortunately, it's the little guy that usually pays for it. Now, hopefully, the CEOs are getting the message. We hope. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardioid. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Welcome back. You know, there was an announcement recently about former World Bank chief Paul Wolfowitz getting a new job. But, you know, some are affectionately calling him Wolf a Halfwit. I kind of like that. Wolf a Halfwit. He'll head a high-level advisory panel on arms control and disarmament. That was a statement released by the State Department on Thursday. The move by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice marks a return to government for Wolfowitz, a conservative with close ties to the White House. Yeah, we saw those close ties turn into tattered frays, didn't we, when this whole debacle came up with allegations over his girlfriend. It was last June. And, you know, it seems like everywhere this guy goes, he creates controversy. It follows him. But his leadership was undermined while he was at the World Bank over a hefty compensation package that he arranged in 2005 for a bank employee who just, by the way, was his girlfriend. And, you know, the World Bank, which is a UN institution, has some pretty strict rules about nepotism, and that was a big no-no. But, you know, it's kind of hard to enforce things when the guy at the very top is snubbing his nose at it and saying that the rules don't apply to him. The portfolio includes commentary on several high-profile issues, including pending nuclear deals with India and North Korea and an offer to negotiate with Iran over its disputed nuclear program. Wolfowitz currently is a defense and foreign policy studies expert at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative Washington think tank. Well, there'll be more to that story, but you know, I wanted to give you a little bit of background on him. I don't know how many of you are aware of who he is, where he came from. You know, when he resigned from the World Bank, it was just one blunder and a very long and controversial career. But Wolfowitz is a Polish Jew and was Under Secretary of Defense Policy in the 90s. Became Deputy Secretary of Defense between 2001 and 2005. He was considered one of the chief architects of this war in Iraq that we're engaged in, and then in 2005 became head of the World Bank. Even though the World Bank is an international institution, the president of the World Bank is always appointed by the current White House administration. So the politics come into play when they're choosing a chief of the World Bank, even though it's a UN agency. So anyway, we'll be seeing more of Wolfowitz, unfortunately. And I wanted to mention the Bush speech that's going to be coming up. His final State of the Union address will be tonight. I know all of you are waiting, holding your breath. Can't wait to hear what Gret Fuhrer is going to say. But Reuters is reporting that President George W. Bush will use his final State of the Union address on Monday to try and reassure nervous Americans about his economic rescue efforts and a chart of a course to stay relevant in his last year in power. You think Americans are nervous? You think he's got a clue? I don't know who told him. This must have been a real shock for him. I don't think he saw it coming. Anyway, politically weakened by the unpopular war in Iraq and increasingly eclipsed by the race to choose his successor, Bush will be more intent on recycling some of his old ideas rather than offering any bold new proposals. Well, I don't know about you, but I think most Americans are kind of jaded when it comes to anything that's coming out of his mouth, and all of his bold proposals are now old and have gotten us in a mess. But his annual speech to the U.S. Congress, broadcast live nationwide, could still be his last best chance to use the presidential teleprompter to set the tone for his waning months in the White House and to try to salvage his frayed legacy. Well, you know, that's kind of funny because if he were worried about his legacy, I think he would have done a little bit better job at some of the decisions that he made and some of the people that he chose to have in his sphere of influence. At the top of the agenda for his 7th State of the Union address will be selling Americans on a $150 billion stimulus package he and others hope will stave off recession in an economy suffering from high oil prices and a housing slump. You know, Peter Schiff says in his book, Crash Proof, that inflation, which is just printing more money, which is what the Fed likes to do, is the cause of oil prices going up. Anyway, he goes on to say he's now trying to head off efforts by some Senate Democrats to expand the plan beyond the tax rebates and business investment incentives he hammered out with the House of Representatives last week. Quote, "While I understand the desire to add provisions from both the left and the right, it would be a mistake to undermine this important bipartisan agreement," Bush said in his Sunday radio address. And I'm sure all of my RBN listeners were tuned into that one. "The impetus for compromise is that no one, least of all an unpopular president nearing the end of his watch, wants to be blamed for an economic meltdown before the November 4th elections." And remember this, Bush will speak on Capitol Hill at 9 o'clock tonight. You don't want to miss it. TiVo it. Record it. Save it for your children. It should be good for entertainment purposes, if nothing else. You know, recently Bush has berated Congress for slipping what he calls so-called earmarks into spending legislation. And this will take the toughest stance yet on the practice of including special interest projects that benefit individual districts within states. Tonight in his State of the Union address, the president will announce unprecedented steps he is taking to reduce and reform earmarks, White House spokesman Tony Fratto said. Quote, the president will say that if these spending items are worthy, Congress should debate them in the open and hold a public vote, he said. Bush will say he will veto any spending bill that does not cut earmarks in half from current budget year levels and will order agencies to ignore any future earmarks that are called for, that are called for in reports that accompany legislation but are not in the bill itself. While the economy will be the dominant theme, Bush will also cite security gains in Iraq, funding of the AIDS fight in Africa, where he visits in mid-February, and efforts to control global warming, a cause to which he was a relative latecomer. That's an understatement. But reflecting political realities with less than a year left in office, Bush is not expected to push any major new policies, as he has in previous years with immigration and Social Security reform. Those were two ambitious proposals that immediately went nowhere. Gee, I wonder why. It is unrealistic to expect that this Congress is going to take on such big problems this year. So in other words, what Dana Perino, that genius of a White House press secretary, is saying, well, she's sort of excusing him ahead of time in the next few months. He's going to even be more of a lame duck president. So we shouldn't expect too much. This is what they're saying. Don't expect too much. He just doesn't have it to give. He also has limited political leverage. He hasn't been able to get much done. And, you know, there were a lot of hopes in the last election with so many Democratic seats gained. And that proved to be a lot of a letdown for a lot of people. Bush's approval ratings remain stuck in the low 30s, close to the worst of his presidency. And a Democratic-led Congress shows little enthusiasm for concessions to a Republican president they increasingly see as a lame duck. The public's mood is also downcast. 4 out of 5 Americans rate the state of the country as poor or only fair. And this is according to a new Harris opinion poll. Trying to preempt Bush's speech, Democratic leaders assailed him over his handling of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, his refusal to engage diplomatically with Iran, and his administration's use of the Guantanamo Detention Center in Cuba for terrorism suspects. Senior Majority Leader Harry Reid urged Bush to use his speech to start restoring U.S. moral authority in the world. You know, I don't think that a few words coming from the man who has single-handedly, well, no, he had some help from Cheney, you're right, who has undermined the U.S. role in the world in terms of moral authority, you think a few words coming out of his mouth from his speechwriter is going to restore it? We have a long way to go on a lot of fronts in this country to regain the moral authority we once had in the world. And I tell you, I don't know if it's doable. I wonder if there's so much damage been done by this one president, can we ever go back? And do we want to? I'd love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we're back. I'm glad you're still with us. If you'd like to call and talk about anything that's on your mind this morning, you can call us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I just will finish up a little bit about what we can expect to hear from Bush tonight. It is also estimated he'll underscore the declining violence in Iraq, or should I say what his administration is saying is declining violence in Iraq. I don't know if we're getting accurate reporting from there, do you? But he'll credit the military buildup that he ordered last January before his 2007 State of the Union speech as being part of the reason why there is a decline in violence in Iraq. While many Americans are looking past Bush to who will take office in January 2009, others have started prejudging his presidential legacy, and sometimes in harsh terms. Oh, really? Well, I don't know how you can look at anything he's done without realizing how harsh his administration has been. So I don't see how a look at what he's done can be anything but harsh. Quote, it has been said by authors of a book on Bush's place in history that, quote, he is a disaster, if not the worst president of all time, then at least the worst since Jimmy Carter and Hoover or any other recent failures that we've seen in our country. That's a very, very sad commentary. You know, I was thinking recently, when was the last time that America was united under one president? When was that? I'd love to get your opinion on that. 800-313-9443. Give me a call. Let's talk about that, because I can't say when it was. Was it Kennedy? And I think much of the, quote, love and adoration for Kennedy simply was the fact that he was assassinated. So I think there was more luster and grandeur that was that enshrouded his presidency simply because he didn't live very long. And sometimes we have a tendency to do that with people that are taken before their time. We tend to kind of glamorize their life as a result. But I wanted to get back to something that the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, said. He said that Bush should use this State of the Union speech tonight to restore the moral authority in the world that the United States once had. Oh, I got to tell you, I don't know how long that will take. It took years to build up this country to the previous moral standing that we once had, and it'll take many years to restore it. Well, we have a couple callers on the line. Gordon in Michigan, welcome to the program. Good morning, Gordon.
Yes, good morning.
What's on your mind today?
Well, you you made a comment if we'd want to go back to you know, if we'd ever want to go back to the way things used to be. I definitely would like to have things go back to the way it used to be. When I was in school, things were a lot different. I don't like the free speech zones they're setting up. I don't like a lot of things that are happening.
Now, what era specifically are you talking about? The 50s?
Yeah, 50s, 60s. Yeah, I guess you kind of pegged me down, huh?
well, that's my job, I guess.
A lot for your time.
You know, it's isn't it a sad commentary, though, when we look at our great nation and we see a president that people have been so utterly disgusted with and even ashamed. I mean, I have friends that travel and they say they're ashamed to tell people they're Americans. I had one friend just come back from England. She said she told everybody she was Canadian.
I used to fly to Prague quite a bit as Czech Republic. And I don't even like to fly anymore. I can't take the hassles at the airports. You know, it used to be enjoyable for me. It's not enjoyable anymore. So I don't even fly anymore. Last couple of years, I just said, heck with it. It's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's going to get worse. I don't know if you happened to catch my show on Friday, but I talked a lot about the developing technologies for surveillance and a lot of them that are going to be in place in airports.
Well, actually, I just started listening.
And, oh, well, great.
I had a friend that said, hey, you got to listen to this program. I said, okay. So, it's a great program.
Well, thank you. So, when's the last time that you actually flew?
It's been over 2 years ago. I was in Prague. I actually stayed there for, on and off, for about 2 years. And every time I went to the airport, they act like you're a criminal. I mean, I fly to Frankfurt or Amsterdam and going through your luggage, it's just a big hassle. When I was a young man and flying from Detroit to L.A., it was a great experience. It was you had freedom. Now like I said, you feel like a criminal when they're running the wands over you and you're going through the the booth they have, and take your shoes off, and it's nuts. I hate it.
Well, my experience, and I haven't flown over, the last time I was overseas was in 06. But, I think Europe has been more stringent than the U.S. for quite a long time.
Yeah,
Gordon, stay with us. Stay with us on the line. We're going to go to another break, and we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
And we're back, and we have Gordon on the line from Michigan. Gordon, I have a couple other callers I want to get to, but want to just to ask you what you think it would take to restore our country back to its previous moral standing.
that's a huge
task. That's a loaded question, I know.
that's a huge task because we've been spied on and voice printed and, you know, everything has been kind of topsy-turvy, so it's going to take some time. But I think it's going to take a lot of legislation, a lot of people, you know, letting the so-called representatives know that, we must go back to our moral standards and, get no more lies. You know, that's all I hear when I turn the news on, so I don't even watch the news anymore. It's just lie after lie.
Well, that's true, and I tell you, Ron Paul's the only man I see out there that has any real integrity and is not part of the establishment.
Well, I definitely agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Well, Gordon, I appreciate your call this morning, and welcome to the show, and thanks for being a new listener.
Well, thank you. I'm going to keep on listening.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You take care.
Jim, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning to you.
What's on your mind this morning? I'm doing great, thanks. What's on your mind?
Speaking about the political situation, the thing I've kind of come to the realize is that politicians come and go, policies come and go, and politics, by and large, is going to remain the same no matter what labels are put on them, who they are, and so forth. And I think what makes it worse is having so much money sloshing around for easy access. We want to believe our leaders who are elected to represent us and protect us and, you know, not rob us and so on and so forth, that at least they'll be honest. But unfortunately, it seems that that's too much to ask. And so we have to take away the tools that we've given them by which they're doing all their nefarious activities. And it begins with honesty. And it's like when you have a kid and you can't trust them to stay out of the cookie jar, you have to somehow lock it away or put it away where they can't find it. So I think that one of the reasons why I have become enthusiastic to support Dr. Paul is because I feel like, number one, he's an honest man. I really have a lot of faith in his honesty, and he understands that principle. We need to take away all this money that is flooded Washington D.C. belongs to the people, and when that, you know, either curtailing or disemboweling, I guess you'd say, the Federal Reserve and everything that goes with it, will get a handle on the money supply.
Well, you know, the system was designed, Jim, so that we would
take, you know, the principle of taking away.
I think we're losing Jim, and I don't think he could hear me. But what I was going to say is, you know, the whole idea is that you back with us, Jim? Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, the original design was to elect people that we could trust, pick the right guy
right.
for the job, and in that sense, we're, quote, in control, because we have cast our vote in the direction of somebody that we believe is in agreement with our values. And that system is now being eroded. I mean, we're going to hear so many reports of voter fraud that we're going to be the laughingstock of the world. And here we are talking about exporting democracy, and we can't even control our own. We can't even regulate our own. These Diebold machines have been proven to be so easily rigged. And,
exactly.
You know, one question that I have that I want to throw out there for everybody is, how is it that Ron Paul can raise so much money and yet the percentages of votes don't seem to correlate properly or proportionately with the amount of money he's raising? And, you know, we're just going to see more of it. And I tell you, the deliberate exclusion of him and the mainstream media is so telling. They are afraid of this man. People are absolutely mortified of him. So they're marginalizing him. And unfortunately, it's my opinion, I'm very fond of him, and I think he's a fine person. I don't think he does particularly well in the arena of these debates. That doesn't qualify him one way or the other, in my opinion, just because somebody wins a debate, whether they would be a good leader. But unfortunately, and I don't know if you remember, that was one of the debates a few weeks ago, and whenever Paul was talking, the camera would cut to Giuliani and McCain, and they would be snickering.
Yeah.
I mean, this was deliberate. This is the decision of somebody called a TD, a technical director, excuse me, sitting in a control room, talking to his cameraman and saying, "Get a shot of Giuliani, get a shot of McCain. Okay, take that shot now to the switcher," and it goes as the main image that we see. So this is all by design, and it's unfortunate that our media is so biased that they I mean, this ridiculous idea that we, what is it, Fox News, Fox Noises, we report, you decide. They don't report, you decide. The news that comes out of Fox is basically like a mother bird who chews up the food and regurgitates it for her little, I mean, I know it's a disgusting picture, but this is basically what it is. They just regurgitate stuff that runs through their system of thinking, and it's irresponsible journalism.
Well, they certainly see no obligation at all to prioritize anything, so the general public gets the idea that whatever happens to Brittany is just as important as whatever happens in D.C.
Well, there you go. And that's the mentality, you know, unfortunately.
They have no sense or obligation to prioritize.
Well, Jim, we keep losing.
Information days. Sign off.
I'm sorry, we're losing our connection with you, Jim. Thanks for calling. Call in another day. And Steve, are you still with us, Steve, in South Carolina? Welcome to the show.
This is Steve, the sign guy. I talked to you and Michael Herzog on Friday.
Hey, Steve, how's it going down there in South Carolina?
I'm pretty good. A lot on my mind. I mean, you know, it seems like no matter what we do or how hard we fight, that sometimes we're going up against a brick wall with these people.
Yeah, I agree. But I tell you, we still have to maintain hope, and we still have to be armed with the truth. And I think what you're doing is commendable. You know, you mentioned something about Friday having a dinner for the homeless.
Yeah, I used to demonstrate up at 1600 on the weekends. I lived in Crystal City right across the bridge. Like I say, when I first went down there, I was actually a Bush supporter until I woke up. But, for me, I think, you know, the greatest power really is the power of our Heavenly Father's love. I mean, who can fight against love, you know? But the thing is, if you're going to have love, you have to demonstrate it. So a demonstration of His love right there at the gates of the King of Babylon, I think, would be overpowering. And that was pressed down upon me when I was up there demonstrating at 1600.
Well, I agree with you, and we have to have a return to the standard of morality that we once claimed to have had in this country. What do you think about Harry Reid's call to Bush to use this last State of the Union address to help begin restoring? Do you think Bush is even capable of saying anything that would put us back on the right track?
Well, I mean, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a skull and bones bohemian growth participant. I mean, are you going to believe the devil when he says he speaks the truth? I can't remember which State of the Union address it was, the first or the second one, where Bush was talking about the angel in the whirlwind and lighting the fire in the minds of men. That's all Masonic, you know. It's the angel in the whirlwind. It's Satan. So I really can't believe anything he says, because he's sold himself out to the devil. The devil offered Yeshua Jesus, well, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. And that's pretty much what a lot of these elite people have done. They've accepted Satan's offer for riches and wealth and the kingdoms of the world, and they serve him. That's the way I look at it. And I do know there is evil, and if you want to experience evil, just go to 1600 Pennsylvania. There's plenty of it right there in that vicinity.
Well, tell me this, Steve. Then what do you think it would take to restore the United States back to our previous glory in the world?
Well, you know, we have to repent. We have to turn around, and we have to love God, you know, with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love our neighbor as ourselves. That's the greatest power. And if you're demonstrating the power of God's love, you know, how can they arrest you for that? You know, I mean, how can they arrest you for having the weapon, the sword of the Spirit of truth? You know, I have a weapon, and my weapon is the truth. Can I be arrested or detained for speaking the truth? I mean, that's all.
Well,
it
yes,
is.
Actually, they're getting ready to make that into law. I'm sure you're aware of all the legislation that's before Congress now that a lot of people are quite frightened of, and they should be. All lovers of liberty should be concerned about, and it's going to happen. It's been happening. And I'll tell you, a lot's been going on. Some stories that are out there that don't get reported, and even sometimes for alternative radio, it slips by our passing and our knowledge of it, because so much is done to squelch a lot of the stories that are coming out about people who have been arrested, who have been spirited away, if you will, for writing and for speaking. And so much of the technology that I talked about on Friday is going to facilitate that. So, you know, I know that I've not been a study of Revelation. I've not gotten into a lot of that eschatology and the end time stuff. But if you understand the gist of it and you understand the entire counsel of God, you do recognize there is a change coming in the earth. Jesus talked about the signs that we would need to be able to discern in order to judge the day and the hour that we're living in. And Paul said, would not have you ignorant, brethren. I wouldn't have you be stupid. You know, learn what's going on. Learn to discern the signs. Jesus said, you can look up in the sky and you can see the clouds forming for a storm, but you can't discern the signs of the times. And that is one of the most important things that we need to do. And I'll tell you something, Steve, this last Christmas, I had the strangest feeling that this may be the last Christmas, quote unquote, where people are going out and feeling very carefree and spending lots of money and going from one party to the next and getting drunk and having a big time. And I've kind of had this strange feeling that this year, 08, there are going to be some things that are changing, and it's not just with the election. There are going to be some other things that are going to happen that are going to change this country irreversibly. And, you know, I don't want to be the voice of doom and gloom. I want to be a voice of hope, but I also want people to wake up and realize and discern the signs of the times that we're in and realize they're going to have to take hold themselves. And unfortunately, the attitude in this country has been for so long, well, let somebody else figure it out. Let somebody else voice their opinion. I'm just going to get on with my life and leave it. And, you know, the design that was in mind when this country was created, that every single American had a voice, every American had an opportunity to be a part of the governing process. And yet so many people have been willing to relinquish their responsibility, which is in the context of freedom, because with freedom we have responsibility. Would you agree?
Yeah, I sure would. You know, like you say, there are some hard times coming, but sometimes that's what we need, you know, some hard times so we can think of someone else beside ourselves. They're trying to pass the 1959, the Homegrown Terrorism Act. I mean, if that is passed, you know, through the Senate, I mean, it wouldn't matter who you are. If you said anything contrary to the government, you could be arrested. But then again, you know, if you look at Elijah the prophet, you know, he was sent to the king and the prophets, you know, when God told him to go to the king and tell the king, you know, that he should repent. You know, you just have to have the courage to do that, and if his word
well, you're
is
right,
in
Steve.
Your mouth.
Yeah, we have to maintain courage, and it takes courage for people like me and everybody else on RBN to come on and say some of the things that we're saying in the wake of our cognizance of the storm clouds that are brewing in the legislation. I appreciate your call, Steve. Call back another day, and we have another caller on the line, Mike from Idaho. Good morning, Mike.
You know, one of the things that I'd like to point out is our actions are not to be dictated by times or circumstance. Ours is to be driven by principle.
That's right.
And the principle is what guides us through the time or circumstance or situation. And if we were wanting to gain or go back to what made our country great, we would need to then, instead of retroactively going back and digging up the things that we should be doing, what we need to do is moving forward and putting those things on as we're moving forward. What we're doing now, looking to principle rather than looking back at somebody else's example. I mean, even though that's a good thing at times, we've got to convince our neighbor that it's not okay to rob me with the law to pay for education. to pay right. for health care. And unfortunately, until the largesse remembers that thou shalt not steal is probably the best law for civil constraint, and that we again employ. There's very little hope in that sense, from my understanding.
I appreciate what you're saying about the fact that there are two kinds of people in the world: those that are driven by internal virtue and conviction, and those that are motivated by external stimulation. And I have to say that those that are driven by external stimuli, unfortunately, seem to be the majority, because they are so easily intoxicated by entertainment. And just like my previous caller was talking about, some people would rather hear about Britney Spears than what's going on in the world. I would love for you to hang on, Mike. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll get right back to you. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the program in our last segment. And before we get back to our caller, Mike in Idaho, I just wanted to bring you a brief message from one of our sponsors, the Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy, freeze dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. And when you visit them or call, tell them that you heard about them on RBN. Mike, are you still with us?
I sure am. Thanks for holding.
We have a few more minutes left of the program, and go ahead and share what else you had on your mind. I like the first few things that you had to say.
Well, and the second is based off of it. Quite frankly, if we do not take an approach that's going to be one of principle, whether we want the big R to win or the big D to win, if we look at circumstance only for our actions and try to, in Rome, do as the Romans do, so to speak, or situational ethics, then any solution that we present to be the fix is actually a hindrance from a right solution. The repentance is definitely number one. The previous caller identified that. However, before that can happen, we have to realize that our ways are wicked or ungodly. And with the current teachings of most churches right now, I don't care whether somebody believes in the pre-tribulational rapture. However, what the teachings are with that view is that somehow it's okay not to act from that principled situation because we're not going to be here to see the end result. And that, I think, has what has enabled most of Christian Americans to continue in their socialistic bent or looking to government for their private securities through, you know, finance or through any kind of fascist setup, private public partnerships. And that's the biggest thing we have to address in the Christian community before restoring the reputation that we once had.
I agree with you, Mike. I think the church should be the standard. I mean, it was designed to be the standard for morality. And I've heard a lot of people say through the years that the state of the world and the state of our country is a result of where the church is. And there's so much errant theology being taught now. There's so many heretics that are becoming best-selling authors that it's confusing for a lot of people, especially new believers who haven't been discipled, who have not walked with God for a long time and know Scripture. It's a confusing time. I appreciate your call, and I certainly hope you'll call again. But I wanted to leave everybody with this one thought, and I think, Mike, it kind of summarizes what you were saying. Einstein said, we must solve our current problems with a different mind than the one we used to create the problems in the first place. Well, I thank you for listening today. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. God bless. Take care.
With recent international flight